Good morning, and God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today is the 22nd of November 2024, and I am just so blessed and thankful for everything God has done this year and what He continues to do. And we're going to soon be in 2025, and it's going to be the best year yet. For sons and daughters of the Most High God, who are looking to Him, who are expecting from Him, and are living according to His will and desire for your life, you are going to be blessed. God has opened the windows of heaven, and everything that you need and more is being poured out on you. God really wants us to be equipped. He wants us to know what is rightfully ours, so that we can live in accordance to that. Because if we don't know what is rightfully ours or what is available, then we don't know how to live in that way. But God, as we know, has given His sons and daughters everything they need to be fully equipped in this world, to be fully equipped to live a spiritual life. We are spiritual, we are of God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit lives within us. Our body is temporary, and our body is flesh, but the energy and the power that lives within us is mighty. It is a gift given to us from God, and now we have a choice to freely use that gift, to freely operate in the power and the wisdom and authority that God has given us. And each day we wake up and we give God the glory. Each day we give our life to God and we just continue to receive everything He has for us each day. Being spiritual, living in accordance to God's will and desire, does not mean that you may see signs, miracles and wonders every day. There will be things in your individual life that God has placed in your heart. And when you execute it, you're going to be blessed. You're going to see great results. You're going to see God's hand and favor on your life and in every situation. And it could be you're going to work. It could be you're looking after children. You're traveling. You're cooking. You're shopping. Anything. There's so many things that we all do each day, each week, each month. But when we're being led of God's Spirit and doing it with Him, we are blessed. We really, really are blessed. And what was on my heart today was to share with people, to share with you who are listening to this sharing, that God has blessed you. He has blessed you more than I think any of us will ever actually know. God's way is much higher than our way. His thoughts are not our thoughts. But we can, through that Spirit that lives within us, have God's thoughts. We can live God's way. And it just takes a dedication and a heart to want to serve God and love God, despite the circumstances, despite the logic that is circling in the world, despite certain circumstances. And of course, sometimes things can be challenging. Sometimes we don't understand what's going on, or we may feel helpless in a situation, but God doesn't want you feeling helpless. He doesn't want you feeling hopeless. He wants you full of faith, full of strength, knowing that the creators of the heavens and the universe got your back. And everything that we desire and we want, when we give it to God and we live with God, He makes all things possible. He makes a way where there seems no way. You know, He brings water in the desert. You know, He ensures that we're fed and we're watered and we're nourished and we're growing and that we're bearing fruit. Lawrence, my minister, did a sharing last night on our Zoom fellowship, and he was talking about fruit, and it really hit my heart, you know, that Jesus Christ, He cursed the fig tree because it wasn't bearing fruit. And this spoke volumes to my heart last night. I thought, wow, that is why He did it. Because why was there any other purpose for Him to do that? It's because it wasn't bearing fruit. He recognized that it had no need to be there because it wasn't producing what it needed to produce. But now, so if you think of the fig tree as unbelievers, you know, they're living under a curse. They're not understanding their true potential, their true value, how God sees them and the opportunities that are before them. And so they're living in a life that is cursed, you know, death, destruction, fears, worries, doubts. But those who believe, those who confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, they are saved. So they are no longer cursed. We are no longer cursed. We are now abundant, bearing fruit, much fruit, continuously bearing fruit, that we will never wither or become dry because we're connected to the fountain of living water. We're being nourished and fed by God Jehovah through that spirit that's living within us. And some people, they don't understand, because living with God can seem quite radical. The decisions that we make, the choices that we make, the reactions that we have are normally very different to the people in the world. It's, we respond with faith. We act in faith. We respond with God's logic and God's words. We don't accept any other report or condition, only what God says. And it does take a practice to get to that place. Some of us can be really strong in one area, but maybe not so much in another area. But that's where God's grace comes in, His mercy comes in. That's where His love is so tangible, because He's just slowly each day encouraging us, building us up, taking us from faith to faith, giving us great opportunities to build our faith. And so when circumstances arise, when things come up that we don't like or that can challenge us at times, when we just keep God's word and heart as final authority in our life, if we only declare what God says and not be consumed by the situation, that situation will soon fizzle out. But it takes a practice, it takes a dedicated heart, it does take discipline to really keep that eye single, that focus on God, to really not let anything burden you down or become a stronghold in your life, because you are set free. You are a child of God and God has set you free. And so if He set you free, we don't want to enter back into bondage. We don't want to enter back into being restricted and being consumed and conformed to this world, because that was our old man. That's not our new man in Christ. That's not who we are now. And God causes us to be imitators of Him. So we're able to speak out of our mouth those words that are pure, that are lovely, that are gentle, that are kind, that are encouraging. We're able to speak life into a dark situation. We're able to encourage people that God can heal them and healing is for today, and that people can speak in tongues and speak directly to their God and manifest great power and just really be with God. And it doesn't mean that situations won't arise. It just means, how are you reacting? Are you responding in that situation? Are you responding how your old self would have responded, or how your new man would have responded? And so we are brand new creations. There are old programming, old doctrine, old conditions that our carnal mind likes to default to. But we have to transform our mind and our thoughts so that our default becomes God's way, God's logic, and that we don't become fearful or weary or uncomfortable or undecisive or double-minded, but we stay consistent, we stay faithful, knowing that, okay, if this isn't happening today, tomorrow's a new day, and tomorrow will be a better day. And in this moment, I'm only declaring what God says. I'm only going to speak what God says for me to speak. I'm only going to speak His wonderful promises over my life, because God says out of the heart are the issues of life. I believe this is in Proverbs, you know, and it's whatever goes into the heart is going to come out, negative or positive. It's like the ground that we're sowing our seeds into. If you sow poison ivy or if you sow an orange tree, the ground is going to nourish that up and grow whatever it's intended to grow. So let the words of your heart You know, and the meditation, let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be accepted unto our God, our Lord, our Redeemer. I love that scripture. I think it speaks volumes to my heart. But back to the fruit. God really wants you to bear fruit. He wants you to know who you are in Christ. He wants you to know that there is nothing impossible for you who believe. He wants you to know that the circumstances and the situation you may be facing are only temporary. He wants you to know that there is a way that is right to God, and if we live in that way that's right to God, we will flourish, we will grow, we will bear fruit, we will be consumed with the things of God, not the things of this world. We will see things differently, or I will be single, and we'll just be flourishing and growing, abounding in great abundance. And most people around you might not understand, but that's okay, because your life will be an example. It may take a week, a minute, a year, 10 years for someone to recognize the life that you're living, but you have to be consistent in your faith. You have to be really assured and confident that God is working in you and God's promises are real for your life. You have to be fully persuaded. And when you're fully persuaded on this, then God is able to do the rest, because your faith is putting God into action. And then when you're fully persuaded, people will see. People will see, oh, actually, she's been doing this for 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 year. Oh, there must be something in this. She's been consistent. She's not changed. And our life is a living witness to all men and women. And for those who want to know, they will draw near. For those who don't, they won't. And we just continue to pray and keep our heart in a place of peace and excitement, joyful, expecting great things for the future. I'm expecting great things for 2025. I'm expecting to see healing on the highest level I've ever seen it. I'm expecting to see mighty outreach and growth here in the UK, Europe, and the whole world. I'm expecting to really see the power of God in manifestation in people's life, where they're strong and they're faithful, and that they're responding out of God's love and not through their circumstances or situation. Because God has a mighty plan for each and every one of us. He has a purpose for our life that needs to be fulfilled. Are you choosing to fulfill that purpose in your life, or are you choosing to be consumed by the world? It's a question that it's good to ask ourselves at times, especially when we're responding and reacting, maybe that's not in alignment and harmony with God. But you are blessed, and whoever you come into contact with are blessed. And I just want to finish up with a scripture that has really been highlighted to me today, and I feel incredibly excited for what God has shown my heart. Now, we all know the scripture in Philippians 4:13, where it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Like, Christ, God's Spirit, is living within us, and through that Spirit now we can do all things, and through Christ. Because of what Christ did, we are now filled with that Holy Spirit. So, but in the Amplified Bible, in the Amplified Scripture, it says, I can do all things which He has called me to do. You are able right now in this moment, no matter how you're feeling, no matter what you're going through, you are able right now in this moment to do everything God has called you to do and more. Because it's through Him who strengthens and empowers me. Like, it's God who strengthens and empowers me to do the things He's called us to do. It's not ourself, it's not on our own strength and our own work, but it's God to fulfill His purpose. God wants to strengthen you and empower you and show you who you are so that you can fulfill His purpose. I'm self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency, meaning I can't do any of this on my own. I can only do this with God and the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our sufficiency. I am ready for anything. I am equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. I just want to read it again, and I encourage you, if you have time today, to just go and read and meditate on what is being said here into your life and your heart. There is so much encouragement and direction just in this one verse. And sometimes I take a few days, a week in one verse, because there is so much food and fruit that is directed to your heart or my heart. So this I'm going to read again, and I just pray you have a great week, a great weekend, that you are fulfilling the purpose God has called you. If your foot is in the world, take it out and just keep your whole body and enter into God's rest, because he really does love us and he's there. We may not see him, we may not feel him, and sometimes there are circumstances where we don't understand all things, but our faith is where it needs to be. We need to have faith that God is moving, he is directing, and he is leading. So Philippians 4:13, I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. So walk out today in that, having that inner strength and confident peace that your God Jehovah is with you. So God bless you.